An influx of federal and provincial grants has boosted the Collingwood Downtown Business Improvement Areas, BIA, budget to $1.36 million in 2023, which includes $40,000 for a new CWOOD sign to replace the one that currently sits outside of Town Hall on Herontario Street. It was something that was done as a temporary thing to have out for special events. It was never meant to be used 24/7, Sue Nicholson, executive director of the Collingwood BIA, told councillors during her budget presentation at this week's council meeting. It has survived, but it is showing its wear. Our office is right beside it and we watch numbers of people who take pictures there, she said. Nicholson told councillors the new sign will be all metal and will be a permanent fixture where the existing sign stands. One of the other features of the new sign will be an easier way to change out the light bulbs. We're working with contractors. It's a difficult thing to source, she said. The existing sign will be given to the town's Parks, Recreation and Culture Department to refurbish to be used for special events. It's become quite iconic with the town. I know every town seems to have one now, but ours is pretty prominent, said Cown. Steve Perry. During council discussion on the BIA budget, Cown. Christopher Baines asked if the word CWOOD had been trademarked, and if not, whether it should be. Nicholson said the BIA had not trademarked the word. I suggest it should be considered. If it's becoming so identified with this town, it might be worth it to trademark it, he said. For 2023, federal grants brought in more than $600,000 to the Collingwood BIA's budget, which include grants from Heritage Canada, $10,000, the Student Wage Subsidy, $4,000, FedEvs Tourism Relief Fund, $303,250, FedEvs Canada Community Revitalization Fund, $165,735, and the Canadian Heritage Reopening Fund, $121,200. The Collingwood BIA also has applications pending for two provincial grants, one from the Reconnect Festival Grant Program, $75,000, and the other from the Summer Experience Program, $3,800, as well as a pending grant from the County of Simcoe for tourism to the tune of $10,000. Grant funding will be used for many Collingwood BIA projects this year, including a public art gateway project at First Street in Herontario and beautification at various downtown spots. While no details on plans have been officially released, Nicholson also said that the BIA will also be using some of the grant funding to create an interim public space at the currently vacant 84 Herontario Street while the town is contemplating the best long-term use for the space. The town purchased the property across the street from Town Hall for $1.7 million in October 2022. The BIA tax levy, which is collected from downtown business owners, will come in at $456,750 in 2023, up from $450,000 in 2022, which marks the first increase to the downtown levy since 2018. At the end of discussion, council voted in favor of approving the Collingwood BIA's 2023 budget.